Blog Talk Radio.
A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, we are asking our audience, how do you celebrate Thanksgiving? 2015, we would like to, you know, just do a little questionnaire, and we thought that it was awesome if you would call in and let us know what you did for your Thanksgiving. My name is Tammy Joyner. We're here at A Theory of Parenting, and we have a question for our audience. How do you celebrate Thanksgiving? Well, this year for me, what was grateful and thankful is the fact that I'm home with my Jersey family. So I am in New Jersey with my family for the holidays. We cooked a big dinner this year, as we do every year. Our dinner included chicken, turkey, mac and cheese, corn, greens, corn on the cob or corn off the cob, greens of several different varieties, cupcakes and cakes and pies, peas and cranberry sauce, and we had a lot more drinks as well. So we did the traditional Southern Black type style. There were collard greens and corn muffin. We could have chose to have corn muffin, but some of us didn't go for corn muffin this year. There's the traditional black eyed peas there. We had that. We definitely enjoyed those. And we wanted to ask the second question, what makes Thanksgiving good for you? What makes Thanksgiving good for me is the fact that I can, you know, come home to my family, see my son, and think about all the blessings he's put upon me as far as the show and all of the subcategories that we do. His inspiration is the reason and the purpose of the show. So I always give a big thanks to my son and let him know that I love him very much, because it wouldn't be Thanksgiving without him to me, and it wouldn't be the show wouldn't be, you know, the show without him. So we definitely do that. So also, while I was studying, I decided to go to www.history.com, topics, Thanksgiving, history of Thanksgiving. And there I found a beautiful gallery of photos. And there were some, you know, painted pictures. But they did a collage of all the different ways people celebrate Thanksgiving, from also talking about the Indians and the Pilgrims. They see a service going on there, and you know, they were intermingled and they were celebrating. So that was that was a beautiful picture, like the beginnings of Thanksgiving. Then they showcased the Macy's Day Parade. They have several different years going on here, and several different giant balloons from Popeye to Sailor Man to Olive Oil. They talked about floats, how other people just love to go to the parades, other likes to go to be a part of the program. They talk about the Rockettes. That was wonderful. And they also found Bill Clinton 1 year touching a live turkey, so that was, like, interesting. They also have here President Bush when he supported and surprised the troops in Baghdad for Thanksgiving, so he went out there to see some people over there. And then there was The Simpsons, Pokemon, and then they had football with Charlie Brown, so that was actually great. And they had, you know, the people that go out and celebrate as part of bands. They featured the band and different, you know, stories to that extent. And earlier we also found that there were other people who like to go out to festivals or take in a you know, like a festival, and go out and have food and drink with them. It could be 3 days, they did say. And also there are times when people go, you know, just to reach their relatives. And they also know that there are people who craft, have to work, so God bless them on work day. There are all different types of ways you can have a barbecue and do different things like that. And we just wanted to know, what were you doing, like, did you go to Black Friday? And or, you know, we had a list of things that we would like to do that was interactive. How many turkeys do you cook was a good question at history.com. What's the average amount that you spent per person? That's a good one. And get the facts about stats. Was there holiday interactive type deal. We found something else that was new to us. We decorate every time we get a chance, the house, Halloween, Thanksgiving. We try to buy new bowls. We try to bring out bowls from last year. We try to bring out something new, paper plates, you know, just whatever we're going to do. We like to enjoy it. So I found that it was interesting that some people go online and share pictures of their decorations. So they've been doing it for several years, and you can say if you bought a beautiful turkey, ceramic turkey, or if you bought beautiful ceramic plates, they actually get, you know, pay attention to your home decorum, your home decorations. So a lot of people like to do that. So these are just us giving you a listing of what, like, people like to do, and we would like for you to call in. Again, the number is to call in 646-787-1657, and you can call in and let us know what you do for Thanksgiving. I like to give things at all times. So while we're here, you know, eating our leftovers from last night, we are also formulating a new book, and it's going to be available at blurb.com or amazon.com. And the name of the book is Season 1, A Theory of Parenting, ATP. So it's Season 1, ATP, A Theory of Parenting. And that is our acronym for our show, ATP. And we also, or the initials, if you want to say it was the initials of the three letters and the words. So we also decided to let you know that that was coming soon for our December show. We wanted just to let you know that we committed ourselves to doing a show per month. We do 5 shows per month, and we do 1 book per month. So we wanted to let you know that we committed ourselves to that, and that each time we, like, do a show, we'll be updating you on our new project. So the new project is Season 1, ATP, A Theory of Parenting. And we started that one, and so hopefully that'll be out before, it will be out before Christmas, because it's a part of our Christmas. And so we just thank you for your time and dedication to our show, and that will be, send us some information and we'll get back to you. But until then, we'll be researching and studying for our next program. Until next time.